I'm sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
Would you then shut down the
yes,
park
sir.
At some particular point in time?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. That was my basis of my question.
The other thing I stated last time I was here, the county regulation for a storage shed, I believe, is 12 by 16. I'm only going to allow, if they're there, what you would term full term, which would be about 5-6 months, they would only have a 10 by 10 shed. I don't want them to start making garages out of them and parking things in there that they're not supposed to. 10 by 10 shed, they can put their barbecues, their spare tires and such inside. Also, there was a lady here that asked that I put in trees. I said I would around the perimeter. So.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Anybody else have a question? Mr. Gomez? Mr. Fish?
Mr. Gomez, there's been some discussion and watching some of the emails coming in with some of the folks. There's been a little bit of discussion in my department about maybe scaling the size of the park back. Is that economically feasible to you? Maybe doing it in phases or coming up with some type of thing like that. That's just a discussion that's gone on in my department.
When Steve Christensen was there at the water department, it will cost me approximately $50,000 just to get the water there. Then I believe I also, the electrical plan has been submitted and NEC has approved it. That's quite expensive. 113 space RV park, I know for Alpine is probably pretty good size, but the cost to put it in, if you scale it back, it's already, the lots are larger than most RV parks in the area, including the outpost. If you start restricting the size of it, pretty soon it does not become feasible to put in the power and the water. The cost is way extreme.
Maybe I need to clarify what I'm talking. I'm not talking about restricting. I'm talking about maybe doing it in phases, maybe doing 35, 38 parking spots to begin with. As those fill up and you get more business, doing another 35 to 38. I'm just kind of dividing up into thirds or something like that. And also, just to clarify, did you say you are recouping the cost to run the water line and do all that stuff yourself?
Yes. Okay. The water line. The other thing I'm putting in is a fire hydrant to service the area. There isn't one there right now. That's one of the conditions of putting in the water and that is a fire hydrant. Not just for me, but for the surrounding area. There isn't one there.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Matt, I have a question, and I want it out in front of everybody at this meeting today. Do we have legal counsel here?
We do.
We have been told over and over and over for one of the big issues with this deal is water, okay? With some of the opposition and well, totally both sides is a water issue. We've been told for years, over and over and over, that this commission has no jurisdiction or authority over water or water issues. That's Department of Water Resources and or the local water authority. Now, what I want to know, is that right or is that wrong?
Do you want to answer that?
And I'd like a legal
That's
opinion on it.
That is also my understanding, that we do not have any jurisdiction over water or water rights. It's a local authorities and the state.
And the state, right?
Correct.
We've been told this for years.
Yes.
Okay. So, okay. I wanted to make.
But we do have to.